This past week, the conversation between the South African president and the US president covered a number of themes. But one dominant topic was the state of agriculture in South Africa. And the conversation portrayed the sector as if it is in fairly bad shape. The farmers are running away, the sector is not doing well, and there are major risks in the sector. And I'll be the first to admit that when you think about South Africa in general, there are high rates of crime. And I think that's something that the South African government and the public will really have to be focusing on more and more and try to improve rural safety and safety generally across the communities in South Africa. But I do want to underscore that the agricultural sector has actually done well over time. I've said repeatedly in this podcast that if you think about this sector from 1994 up until to today, it has more than doubled in value and in volume terms. And even in terms of exports, I mean, the South African agriculture exports reached a record level in 2024 at about $13.7 billion. And that is a massive improvement because back in the 2000s, our exports were around $2 billion. And that improvement in exports is a function of two things, or maybe you can categorize it and say there are many catalysts, but there are two dominating ones. The first catalyst is the investments that has been put by the farmers in terms of improving agricultural productivity. That is through seeds, better cultivars, better genetics, agrochemicals, technology, mechanical and biological. That has been at the heart of ensuring that we improve the agricultural productivity at a farm level. But the second catalyst is on a consumer side, domestic and globally. We are seeing more and more of the agricultural products in South Africa dominating in the export space. Last year, $13.7 billion of agricultural exports, but that improvement has happened over the years and more so in the late 2000s, where we are seeing more and more of the markets opening. If you think about that nearly $14 billion of the exports and say, where are they going and how much do they account for in the overall production? That is almost roughly half of the overall production of South Africa that goes to the export markets. And yes, that doesn't mean that the farmers and the agribusinesses are pushing the products to the export markets without taking care of the domestic consumer. That is a surplus that goes out there. We make sure always that there are sufficient supplies for the domestic market in South Africa. In those products that goes to the export markets, the biggest market is still, of course, the African continent, where almost half of the agricultural exports go to the African continent. And in fact, even in the African continent, I would argue that roughly 80 cents in every dollar is within the Southern African region. So that remains as an anchor of the South African agricultural exports growth. And you do see also progressively exports going to the Middle East and Asia, where about 25% or so of the exports are for that region. And progressively, we are seeing exports, of course, to the EU, which is an important market, 19% of South African agricultural exports, the UK, the US, and the others. Those are all important markets. Why am I repeating this? Because I've said it in the previous segment, but it is to show that we are a sector that has diversified the agricultural exports over time, but most importantly, is seen by a number of countries as a reliable supplier of high quality and safe agriculture and food products. In a country like that, that is able to deliver that to an extent that today, South Africa is the only African country in the top 40 global agricultural exporters. That's not a country that would fit the image that some have spread and described this sector as somehow perhaps maybe being in a very, very bad position. And again, I'm saying this not to dismiss the levels of crime in general in South Africa, which I think should be the main focus. And the law enforcement is already focusing on those. But I think also the idea that there is an undermining of property rights in the country is incorrect. I mean, the Minister of Land Reform and Rural Development, Minister Nyonso, has actually even went far to release a statement, again reaffirming the fact that the land reform in South Africa and its policy has not changed. The fact that this matter has been part and parcel of the conversation is also not new. We know as South Africans that land reform in certain periods in this country has always dominated the conversation. But there's still a strong belief, and it has been reaffirmed over and over again that we are all committed to the Constitution and the property rights are protected in this country. In fact, if you think about the amount of land that the South African government has bought over the years, they've spent those billions of rands buying the land from the open market. There is no land expropriation in South Africa. Those things are important to clarify and to put out because we are a sector that depends on investment. I mean, if you think about how much the farmers have borrowed so far from the commercial banks and various financial institutions to drive the South African agricultural sector forward to the progress that I've just explained now. The farmers have borrowed just over 220 billion rands. And they are borrowing that money not because they are unable to produce and repay their debts. They are repaying their debts. And the borrowing has increased over time. And in fact, it's growing at a roughly about 8% or so year on year. That money is being used again to invest on improving the efficiencies on the farm so that we can remain as competitive in the various markets that we're participating in. And I think that's an important thing. And the fact that the financial institutions have a confidence to extend credit to the sector speaks again to the robustness of the sector as well as the rule of law in South Africa. And as that is happening, land reform will continue, but it has to continue in a market-based principle, in a fair and a transparent way, and never undermining the property rights and causing any disruptions in the sector. And I think these are important things. And yes, South Africans are aware of this, but these are essential to repeat because we have been, as a country, now portrayed as a sector that is under pressure. And I think it's important to underscore these wins and excellence that we have been doing as a sector. And again, to the international audience, to repeat the fact that we remain a reliable supplier of high quality agricultural and food and beverages products. And I think that in all of the trade agreements and the commerce that we're doing with many of the parts of the world, there should be no worry that perhaps maybe we won't be the reliable supplier of the products because of the political disruption in a sector. There are no political disruptions. We are thriving and doing reasonably well. And there are domestic pressures that needs to be addressed that continue to confront farmers. Farm safety, yes, is one of those, but also improvements in logistics, stock theft, and a number of things that needs to be addressed. But those are the domestic matters that I would argue that many countries struggle with various aspects that they need to address themselves. And South Africa, of course, has to commit on making sure that we address these so that the sector continues to grow. And it is important to outline that the South African government actually has some land that is in his books that can actually be used to boost the inclusion of black farmers. We know from work that I have done with my colleague, Professor Johan Kirstein at Stellenbosch University, that the South African government has just over 2 million hectares of land in its books. And that's the land that over time we've argued that it must be transferred to black South Africans with title deeds, because then that land could be used to put into full production. And once it's in full agricultural production, it not only grows the value of the sector, but it presents more employment opportunities. The employment opportunities are vital for the rural economy. And I am repeating and clarifying again this issue of the political economy of the sector, because if we don't clarify these narratives, we present a lot of risk even now for other sectors outside of agriculture. Think about tourism. How can you go to a country when you know that or you hear that there are actually all of the instabilities? But if we want to help the rural communities, we have to ensure that safety, better roads, amongst other services that the municipalities must offer, are all top-notch so that tourism can be promoted while at the same time agriculture continues and the agribusinesses are able to do their work efficiently. These are all part and parcel of the activities that as a country we must be engaged with. And of course, the state must release that land with title deeds and the selection of the beneficiaries must be fair. And as that is happening, also partner with commodity associations that may assist on impacting skills, the land bank and the other financial institution coming in with the blended finance to support the new entrants to the sector. And in that way, we will continuously expand the agricultural pie in South Africa while at the same time bringing in the much needed employment in this sector. So This is a sector that only actually has opportunities that it offers, not the necessary risks that have been portrayed and the sense that there are people running away from this sector. And I think the aspect of trade is one of the things that has to continue to be our major focus. I mentioned earlier that as a sector, we are exporting about half of what we produce in value and in volume terms. And certainly, the United States is one of those important markets. The U.S., in that $13.7 billion of agricultural exports that South Africa sends to the world market a year, accounts for about 4% of that. Yes, that may seem small to some people and say, only 4%, we can go and look elsewhere. But that 4% is concentrated in a few important commodities. Nuts, citrus, grapes, wine are among some of those products that we send to the U.S. And I think it's important then that we continuously improve the trade conversation with the United States and not focus only on the issues that about the stability and the safety in the farms. Those are important. Those are important to clarify. But the conversation has to move further also to the aspects of trade, because the U.S. remains an important market for agriculture and indeed for other industries in the South African economy. And I thought this week it's important to revisit some of these topics, because if you scan the news in South Africa, certainly from Wednesday up until today, the aspect of the visit has dominated the headlines, and much of it clarifying the misinformation, some of it further spreading some of the misinformation. And I think these are things that are all important to be clarified for the good of the sector. And again, reaffirming the fact that South Africa remains a sustainable agricultural sector and, in again, a reliable supplier of agricultural products to the world market. Thank you so very much for listening, folks. Those who are listening to this monologue podcast for the first time, my name is Wandile Slobo. I'm an agricultural economist based in Pretoria, South Africa. You can follow me on socials, Wandile Slobo, and follow our publisher, The Financial Mail, also on podcast. You can read a bit about some of the things that I write, wandile.substack or wandilesihlobo.com. That's my blog. And huge thanks to the folks that helped to put this podcast together: Richard Humphrey, Sam Kokeli, Nelly Swechabalala, and Amanda Morimba. Thank you for listening.